This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staunton will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the red and the black. For Carletonville in the road blues tonight, trimmed out in the blue and the white. It'll be Booth to jump for Staunton. Walton into the jump circle for the Carletonville Cavaliers. It's a big bulldog paw trimmed in red here at the center jump circle at SHS. And we are set to go. The Cavaliers and the Bulldogs on your Tuesday night here on WSMI. Tap controlled by the Carletonville Cavaliers, and the Cavies will get it to start. Booth won the tap, but Carletonville controls. Staunton comes out in their zone piece here as Heinzman has it in the right corner. He will bounce it once. Out front it goes to Roper. Into the hands of Jared Easterday. Off to Roper. Back in the right corner to Heinzman. Easterday comes and gets the basketball way out near that volleyball spike line right side of the key. Leaves it back for Frazier. Right back to Jared now. Returns it to Frazier between the circles. The 1-2-2 zone for Staunton. Bianco and Kinder on the wings. Cox on the point right now. 40 seconds gone by opening quarter. Cavaliers showing the patience with Heinzman on the left wing. On the right wing now to Easterday. Back up top to Frazier. Left side of the floor it goes to Roper. Finds a slashing Easterday on the baseline to Heinzman. Return pass to Easterday. Off to Frazier. Gets into the lane. Kicks to Heinzman. Way too strong off the baseline. Air ball there from 7. And the rebound down to Staunton. So Carletonville holds for a minute and comes up with nothing. Man-to-man for the Cavs on this end of the floor as they try to feed the post down to Heeman. Nice job by Walton to fight around the bigger body and deflect it out of bounds. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. Bianco will throw in as the Dogs line everybody up along that baseline. Bianco gets it into Heeman. 12-footer off the left baseline. Yes, for Dylan Heeman. They lost track of the big fella on the out of bounds, and Heeman calmly knocks it down. 2-0, Staunton leads, 6:40 for the opening quarter. Full court pressure, Cox kicks that out of there with his left hand. Then the net was caught up on the rim from Heeman's pure jump shot, so Cox comes down and jumps up and gets the net back in play. Full court pressure facing Carletonville. Frazier has it, trapped in the corner, gets it off to Heinzman. Heinzman now halfway up towards midcourt, leaves for Frazier, right back to Heinzman. Across the timeline come the Cavaliers. Here's Walton in the right corner. Off to Frazier on the right wing between the circles to Easterday. Jarrett high above his head in surveys. Off to Frazier now. Bounced it once. Picked it up. Bianco picks him up with the pressure. Here's Frazier top of the key now. Pass to Easterday in front of the Staunton bench on the right wing. Back to Frazier. On the left wing now to Roper. Bradley Roper right back to Frazier. Right now Carletonville just passing right around the perimeter. Right wing to left wing. Oh, diagonal pass on the block. Heinzman should have shot it himself. He tried to bounce pass it back to the middle of the lane. It's tipped and stolen. Here's Cox. No-look bounce pass to Bianco. Then Griffin tried a no-look pass and threw it into the second row. First turnover on Staunton. Gives it back to Carletonville. In the Staunton student section tonight, they've got a nice mixture of jerseys going. I see a Duke Blue Devils Jason Tatum jersey. I see a Yadier Molina jersey. An Albert Pujols jersey. I saw a LeBron James high school jersey. You don't see many of those. So an impressive jersey display here for the Staunton student section tonight. On the left wing with Easterday. In the corner it goes to Frazier. Back up top to Heinzman. 2-0 our score. Staunton leads 5:20 for the opening quarter. Walton has it jarred loose by Bianco. Attacks and he's fouled by Will Walton. Good contest from Walton. He'll be called for the personal. His first. The turnover was Carletonville's second. It'll send Griffin Bianco, the 6-foot junior, to the foul line. Griffin has started since he was a freshman. As the junior lines up the toss and left it short. Staunton's lost 5 of their last 6, but in that span, they've played a very good Benton team. They've played Hillsboro in that stretch as that free throw's halfway down and rattles out. Offensive rebound to Heeman. He's under the backboard. His putback won't go off the bottom side of the foam. Frazier picks it up. Check that. Heinzman off the floor. Outlets to Easterday. Jarrett all the way to the rim. Blocked and fouled by Dylan Heeman. Good, strong take that time from Jarrett Easterday. He'll be to the foul line. 5:08 for the first quarter. 2-0. Staunton leading. It will actually not get Heeman on that foul. They'll get Booth. That's Ethan's first. Free throws for Easterday. First toss is short. But in that span, though, they lost one to Vandalia. They probably should have won. Lost one to Calhoun. They probably should have won. As Easterday rattles home the toss, he gets one out of two, and the Cavaliers on the board. 3 minutes gone by first quarter. 2-1, Dogs leading. Here's Cox, feeds the post, tries to feed it to Heeman, deflected away by Walton, saved in play by Roper, but it goes right to the Dogs. From the heart of the lane, Cox, no, he gets the rebound back, and Staunton tried to reset, a diagonal pass stolen by Frazier. Joe attacks and one for Joe Frazier, high off the window, he put it down. The foul will go on Brady Kinder, his first, team second. Some sloppy play there from the Staunton Bulldogs. 3-2. Cavies their first lead of the night. As Frazier puts the ball behind his back once, no dribbles, and puts on the toss. The old-fashioned three for Joe Frazier. A 4-2 lead for Carthenville. 4 minutes, 40 seconds for the first quarter. Here comes Cox into the front court. Leaves for Kinder on the right wing. Brady Kinder brings it back between the circles. He will attack right side. Roper staying right with him. Roper timed the jump perfectly, deflected the ball, but it goes right to Booth. Here's Heeman, an 18-footer, halfway down and kicked out, and the rebound down to Frazier for Carthenville. Joe Frazier slowed up in midcourt, relieved to Easterday, right back to Frazier. Here's Jared on the right elbow. He will turn, face, bounce pass, deflected out. It'll stay with the Cavies, 4-11 for the opening quarter. Easterday will throw it in. As the Cavaliers have a player on each block, a man in the right corner and at the top of the key. They will get it out to Frazier. Joe wants to attack, leaves it for Heinzman in the left corner. Off to Roper, back to Frazier. Halfway through the opening quarter, a 4-2 Carthenville lead. They have the basketball Easterday between the circles. On the right wing to Will Walton. Walton now pressured by Bianco, leaves for Roper. On the left wing to Heinzman. In the corner to Easterday. A little ball fake, got his defender in the air. Up top it goes to Walton. On the right wing to Frazier. Joe Frazier, diagonal pass to Easterday, steps into an 18-footer and pure for Jared Easterday. He has three, and we have a stoppage here as once again the net got cut up on the rim. This time it'll be Roper to come in and get it down. 6-2, Carthenville leads, six unanswered for the Cavies after the Dogs got the game's first bucket. Cox running the point for Staunton. He comes across the timeline being guarded by Joe Frazier. Top of the key to Kinder, left alone, fires for three, pure for Brady Kinder. Got to find him, get a hand in that young man's face. And it's 6-5, the Carthenville lead down to one. Full court pressure, dangerous pass, deflected away by Bianco. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. Bianco was just about a half step away from having the clean steal and the easy deuce. Easterday will throw in, gets it in on the near baseline to Frazier. Joe Frazier across the floor to Roper. He went to make a pass, had it slip out of his hands and turned over. He was thinking about the pressure there, trying to get rid of the ball before the trap came. Lost the handle, third turnover on Carthenville. Here come the Dogs in the front court. They feed down to Heeman, deflected away by Frazier. Dillon gets it back, finds Cox for a three, left it short, follows a shot, gets it back, floats it up, rattled out, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Carthenville and Brianley Roper. Frazier wants to push. Long pass to Easterday. Jarrett, nice ball fake and draws the foul. Good job by Jarrett Easterday. He knew he was going to get hammered there, but he threw the fake anyway, and he'll be back to the free throw line. He's a football player. He's not afraid of a little contact. The foul on Bianco is Griffin's first, team's third. Easterday's toss is good. Jarrett Easterday, 4 first quarter points as Carthenville leads 7-5. Riley Roper out for the Cavaliers as Logan Rosentrader, a 6'7 junior, into the contest. Jarrett's toss is short. Offensive rebound to Rosentrader, but he had to go through his hands. Picked up by Kinder for Staunton. Brady into the front court. Works left side of the key. Throws a pass behind Cox out of bounds. Staunton's third turnover. And Troy Redfern wants a timeout. 2:29 for the first quarter. Carthenville 7, Staunton 5. You're listening to the boys' high school basketball on WSMI. Out of the timeout, the Cavaliers break the pressure. They find Heinzman left side of the key. He triggers the three too strong, and the rebound down to Staunton. Here come the Bulldogs, down two, 2:05 for the opening quarter. Booth finds a slash in Bianco. Griffin lays it up and in. Good movement without the basketball for Griffin Bianco. and we are tied at 7. Staunton sets up the full court pressure. Heinzman into Coffin corner, picks up his dribble in a bad spot, able to get off to Frazier. Joe, nice crossover, shovel pass to Finn Bowman, swatted out of there by Dylan Heeman. It'll stay with Carthenville, 107 seconds for the first quarter. Griffin Bianco heads out for Staunton. Lucas Severs, a 5'9 junior, into the contest. Baseline trigger for the Cavies. Easterday gets it into Heinzman. Blocked by Booth. Heinzman threw the ball fake. Booth didn't jump. Oh, Severs, no look pass to Kinder off the window. It's good. 5 for Brady Kinder off the beautiful find from Lucas Severs. He took the long outlet. As soon as it touched his hands, a no look bounce pass right on time to Brady Kinder. 9-7 Dogs. Minute 20 for the first quarter. Out front with Joe Frazier. Handling left side of the key, bounce pass in the corner, it goes to Heinzman. Josh Heinzman, bounce pass out front to Finn Bowman. Finn, the 6'1 junior, in the right corner it goes to Joe Frazier. Bounce pass to Bowman, ill-advised, tipped and turned over. Fourth, Carthenville turnover. Here comes Severs into the front court. That is a deep three, off the heel too strong. Rebound picked up by Cox on the baseline, but he can't stay in bounds as he came down on the end line. Fourth, Staunton turnover. Boy, Severs, he came across midcourt, realized no one was on him, so he pulled up from about 3 feet beyond the line. He could have gotten a little bit closer. 50 seconds, first quarter. A two-point lead for Staunton. Here comes Easterday. Gets to the heart, attacks, partially blocked, no. Bowman's follow, no. Rosentrader's follow, swatted away by Heeman, right to Bowman. Jarrett lines up the three ball, left it short, and the rebound finally cleared by the Dogs. Good interior defense that time from Dylan Heeman. The possession before was Ethan Booth. Half a minute, first quarter. A 9-7 Staunton lead. They have the basketball. See if they want to hold for the final shot. Severs brings it between the circles. Off to Kinder. Brady, behind his back, pulls it back now out near midcourt. Staunton will run clock and look for the final shot. 15 seconds for the quarter. Kinder works across left to right. Turns the corner right, slashes through, and he's fouled. Second team foul on Carthenville. 7.2 seconds for the quarter. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Staunton. The foul goes on Bowman, Finn's first. Staunton lines everybody up along the baseline. Severs will throw in. Lucas will safety valve it out to Cox, top of the key with 5. Silas drives left, finds Kinder. Step back, 3, blocked by Heinzman, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 9. The Carthenville Cavaliers 7. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Staunton High School. One quarter in the books. Bulldogs leading Carthenville 9-7. As Staunton gets it to start the second quarter. Heeman on the right block across the lane to Severs. He pulls up from 7. No good. And the rebound down to Carthenville. Here comes Frazier. Long pass in the front court to Easterday. Jarrett wants the 3 off the heel too strong. Long rebound picked up by Roper out near the top of the key. Cavies can reset. Frazier handling between the circles. Off to Easterday, out near that volleyball spike line. In the right corner to Heinzman. Back to Easterday. They swing it now to Roper. Bradley right back to Jarrett. 7:20 for the first half. Skip pass left corner. Frazier. Blow by. Drives baseline. Can't get the layup to go. Good contest from Booth. Saved over the shoulder by Severs. It is out of bounds off of Staunton. The interior defense for Staunton. They've got the size and the athleticism on the inside. Booth will get a breather as Andrew Novak, a 5'11 senior, has checked in for Staunton. Baseline trigger, and it goes to Roper. Oh, nice crossover. Left it short, though. Short-armed it from 8. Beautiful crossover to get that open look. Here comes Cox the other way. Tripped up, no whistle. Turned over. Fifth turnover on the Dogs. Here come the Cavies with Frazier. Joe Frazier almost got caught in the air. Leaves for Roper for 3. No. And the rebound down to the Bulldogs, Lucas Severs. 9-7, Staunton leads with the ball, 6:45 for the first half. Here's Severs, feeds the post to Heeman. Dylan will kick it out to Kinder. Brady Kinder goes behind his back, brings it out right wing now. Across the floor to Severs. Lucas on the right wing to Novak. Andrew leaves it for Kinder. Blah pass down to Heeman. Dylan makes the catch, finds Novak on the left block, off the window, rattle that offensive rebound for Heeman, no, and the rebound down to Carthenville. Missed opportunity there for Staunton. Dylan Heeman had a point-blank look, did not use the window. 6-10 first half. 9-7 our score. Carthenville down by two. They have the basketball. On the left wing with Will Walton. Top of the key to Frazier. On the right wing to Easterday. Back to Frazier. Trying to get inside that 1-2-2. Frazier left side of the key now. With the right hand bounce. Brings it right side to Heinzman. Back to Frazier. Joe Frazier. High post feed to Easterday. Jarrett will turn. Face too strong. And the rebound down to Staunton. They found the soft spot of the zone that time. But Easterday could not convert. 5:40 first half. A two-point lead for Staunton. Here comes Cox. Leaves it for Kinder. Off of Brady. Out of bounds. It'll be the sixth Bulldog turnover. Good denial that time from Roper. As he deflected it off of Kinder. Easterday will get a breather for the Cavies as Finn Bowman back into the action. Staunton pressing up here. It'll be a three-quarters court pressure situation as Frazier gets it away to Heinzman. He comes across the timeline, trapped immediately, kept the dribble alive, and gets it away to Frazier. Now Frazier's pass is tipped and stolen by Kinder. Brady, left-hand reverse layup is good. Oh, that was nice by Kinder. He sensed the defense coming, so he went under the rim, used that as protection, and got the easy deuce. 11-7 Staunton. The ability to finish with either hand at the rim. Here comes Frazier. Nice, no-look pass to Bowman off the window. It's good. Joe Frazier is creating here in the first half. With the dribble, breaking down that zone, getting into space. 11-9, Staunton leads with the ball. Here's Cox in the right corner. Silas tries to feed it down to Heinzman. Check that, feed it to Heeman. Tipped away by Heinzman and turned over. Oh, another long pass for Frazier to Bowman off the window. It's good. Four for Bowman, tied at 11. And Carthenville wants a timeout. 4 minutes, 39 seconds for the first half. It is Staunton 11, Carthenville 11. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Colin Gibble has checked in to give Joe Frazier a breather for the Cavaliers as they have it tied up at 11 after back-to-back wonderful plays from Joe Frazier, the ability to create off the dribble and deliver a pinpoint pass. Here's Kinder, leads for Cox. Silas attacks, lays it up and in at the front of the rim. Silas's first bucket. And Staunton back in front, 13-11, halfway through the second quarter. Bulldogs have turned it over seven times to Carthenville's five. Here's Roper across the timeline. Out to Heinzman, back to Roper. In the corner goes to Bowman. Finds a slashing Roper. Bradley too strong off the window. The rebound is tipped around off of Carthenville. It'll be Staunton ball. Another good offensive set for the Cavies right there. Roper had a point-blank look, just too strong off the window. 3:46 for the first half. A 13-11 Staunton lead. We'll be right back here in this gymnasium Friday night for Gillespie and Staunton here on FM 106. Of course, all our high school broadcasts streaming at WSMIRadio.com. And that game Friday will be our final regular season basketball broadcast of the year. Regional start on Monday. Bianco leads for Kinder in the left corner. Puts it on the floor, rises up, partially blocked. Kinder thought he was hit on the arm. He might have been. Here comes Carthenville. Down a deuce, 3:20 for the first half. Easterday back on the floor. Feeds Rosentrader. Logan will turn, face, and he got caught. He traveled. His initial pass off his pivot was not there, and then Rosentrader was caught, and he had nowhere to go. Turnover number six on Carthenville. Into the front court comes Silas Cox. On the pick and roll, finds Booth. Ethan lays it up and in. Nice pick and roll action there. Booth's first bucket. And the lead for Staunton back to four, 15-11. 3 minutes for the first half. Here's Colin Gibble. In the backcourt, leads for Roper off to Bowman. Novak went for the steal, didn't get it. Now the pass is tipped by Booth. He does get it. Seventh Carthenville turnover. Here come the Dogs into the front court. Silas Cox will leave it for Novak on the right wing. Bounce pass to Bianco and a jump ball. Good job by Bowman to get his hand in there and tie it up, and Carthenville has it on the arrow. And it was just good instincts by Finn Bowman. Joe Frazier will check back in, replacing Colin Gibble. A four-point lead for Staunton, 2:39 for the first half. They will set up the full court pressure. Frazier, little ball fake across the floor to Briley Roper. Roper now gets it back to Frazier, middle of the floor. High post feed to Easterday, back to Roper. Briley on the attack, almost slipped, leaves it off for Frazier. Joe, a little floater off the baseline, halfway down, kicked out, but it's back tap to Roper. Carlinville will reset. 2:15 for the first half. 15-11, Staunton leads. Cavies have the ball. Here's Frazier out near that volleyball spike line. Left wing to Roper. Briley Roper right back to Frazier. In the corner it goes to Easterday. Jarrett off to Frazier, left wing. Right side of the key to Bowman. In the corner to Roper. Return pass to Bowman, rejected by Booth. Oh, he rejected it again. Bowman gets it back and lays it up and in. 6 for Bowman. Booth has about 3 or 4 blocks in the quarter, but that time he couldn't corral it. Give Bowman credit. He stuck with it and gets the putback. 15-13 Staunton. Here comes Cox. Leaves it for Bianco out between the circles. Griffin Bianco on the attack. Sheds his defender, but he has nowhere to go. He will give it off to Kinder. Brady Kinder into the right corner. Out to Bianco. Top of the key. That's offensive. Yep. Griffin was out of control there. He lowered his shoulder. Rosentrader stepped in and took the charge. Good job from the big fellow there, Rosentrader. And for Bianco, that will be his second personal foul, fourth team foul, and their 9th turnover. So Bianco and Novak out. Heeman and Severs return for the Bulldogs. 86 seconds for the first half. Carlinville trails by 2 with the basketball. Here's Roper off to Frazier. In the front court with the pass to Bowman. Down to Easterday. Jarrett is double-teamed. He will pivot around, finds Bowman, gets it off to Frazier. Joe, little jump stop, deflects it away. Goes to Rosentrader, counting the foul for Logan Rosentrader. Right place, right time. Tied at 15 with the free throw coming. Frazier attacked. He was looking for Rosentrader, but the initial pass was deflected. It still somehow found its way right to Rosentrader, high off the window, and now a chance for the old-fashioned 3 and the lead. Got it. Pure for Logan Rosentrader. And Carlinville leads 16-15, 65 seconds for the first half. Rosentrader's had a nice sequence here. He takes the charge on one end, then comes down and gets the old-fashioned 3 on the other. Now a reach and foul on the Cavies, just their 3rd team foul. The personal will go on Frazier, Joe's first. Final minute, first half. 16-15, Carlinville leads, Staunton has the basketball. Severs finds Cox running the baseline. Underneath to Booth and lays it up and in. Contested by Easterday, but Booth goes up strong. He has 4, and Staunton back in front, 17-16. Jared Easterday has his pocket picked, and then Severs gets away with a travel. And here come the Dogs down to Booth off the window. It's good. 6 for Ethan Booth. 19-16, Staunton leads. Half a minute for the first half. When Severs picked up that loose ball, he took about 3 stumbling steps backwards, almost tripped over a man. Easterday attacks, partially blocked. Rebound picked up by Jarrett, and we're going to get a pushing foul on Staunton. It'll be on Heeman. 6th team foul, baseline out of bounds for Carlinville. 21 seconds for the half. A Cavie at each corner of the lane. Easterday will get into Bowman at the foul line. Finn Bowman will rise up and knock it down. Finn Bowman, he's got 8 points all in the second quarter, and the lead is 1 for Staunton. 12 seconds for the half. Here comes Kinder into the front court, checked by Roper. Brady out near midcourt, gets a screen from Heeman. 5 seconds for the half, almost threw it away. Heeman gets it at the top of the key, off to Severs. Ball fake, but they get it off. Cox, good if it goes. No. And after one half of play, it is the Staunton Bulldogs, 19. The Carlinville Cavaliers, 18. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. As we get set for the start of the third quarter, Staunton leading Carlinville, 19-18. Bulldogs in the home white uniforms trimmed out in the red. Carlinville in the road blues trimmed out in the red and the white. Cavies will send out Easterday, Frazier. Bowman gets the start here in the second half along with Roper and Heinzman. For the Bulldogs, Bianco, Cox, Kinder, Heeman, and Booth. So Staunton sending out their original starting 5. Here we go. Bulldogs have it to start. In it goes to Silas Cox. Carlinville starts in a 2-3 zone here to begin the third quarter. Top of the key with Cox in the left wing to Bianco. Back to Silas. On the right wing to Kinder. In the right corner it goes to Ethan Booth. Back to Brady. Into the hands of Silas Cox. In the corner to Bianco. That pass is tipped and stolen. Not the start Staunton was looking for here in the second half. Here come the Cavaliers. 7.5 minutes for quarter number 3. Staunton still in the 1-2-2 zone. as Frazier cut off at the left elbow. He will lead for Heinzman into the hands of Finn Bowman, who had a really nice first half, and he earned the second half start. Bianco kicks that basketball, so it'll be a sideline trigger for the Cavvies. 7:16 for the third quarter. Just saw a Billiken's jersey and add a Matt Carpenter jersey to the list. Three quarters of the student section for Staunton wearing some sort of sports jersey tonight. Don't see many SLU jerseys, but you got one here tonight. High post to Easterday. In the corner it goes to Bowman. Off to Frazier. Gets into the paint. Oh, nice dish to Roper. Blocked from behind by Bianco. Pulled down by Booth. Good recovery defense that time for the Bulldogs. Here comes Brady Kinder between the circles. Keeps the dribble alive. Will work right side now. Leaves it for Cox. Right back to Kinder. Left side of the key to Griffin Bianco. 2-3 zone for the Cavvies. High post to Heeman. He will fire it up. No good. I think Easterday got a piece of that on the way up. Jarrett pulls down the rebound, brings it across the timeline. Leaves for Frazier. Third meeting of the year between Carlinville and Staunton. The first two were close. The last one was a one-point win for Staunton, and they had to come from behind. Roper is triple-team. Across the floor to Heinzman. On the baseline to Bowman. Then Bowman crosses over on Heeman. Wraparound pass, no one home. Turned it over. Would have been a good play if there was a blue jersey in the middle of the lane. Now Staunton, did they throw that away or was it tipped? It was tipped. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Baseline out of bounds in the front court for Staunton. Bianco will get it into Kinder. Brady right back to Griffin. Nice little ball fake. Finds Kinder. Lines up the three ball. Top of the key. Left it short. Rebound hit off the foam. That messed up Booth, but he's still able to pick it up off the floor. Bulldogs maintain. Here's Cox to the foul line. Off to Kinder. In the corner to Bianco. His entry pass is stolen, but then Griffin gets it right back. That diagonal pass is tipped and knocked out of play by Bowman. Some lazy passes here for Staunton to begin the third quarter. They lead by one, 5:44 for the third. Off to Kinder, back into the hands of Silas Cox. Cox to the right elbow, finds Kinder, lines up the three, yes, for Brady Kinder. He has 10 off the fine from Silas Cox. Nobody had a hand in his face. 22-18 Staunton. 5:25 for the third quarter. Here's Easterday at the right elbow. Kicks to Heinzman on the baseline to Bowman. Finn will fire, left it short. Rebound down to Heeman for Staunton. Outlet to Kinder. Here comes Brady to the right wing. He will pull it back now. Dribble out near midcourt. Leaves it for Silas Cox. Cox comes right side of the key. Little ball fake. Picked up his dribble. Finds Kinder. Thought about the three. Now he's going to pull up off one dribble. Too strong. Follows his miss, gets it back, blocked by Bowman, and picked up by Josh Heinzman for the Cavaliers. Long pass to Frazier. Joe gets all the way to the rim, and he's got free throws coming. He had a nice Euro step in there, did Frazier. Then he threw it high off the window, almost got it to go down. First foul of the half on Staunton, third foul of the game on Ethan Booth. It'll send Frazier to the line. 1-for-1 tonight. Make it 1-for-2 as that one rattles out. 3 points for Frazier. Stays a 4-point lead for Staunton as Ethan Booth will check out with those three personals. Andrew Novak back on the floor. Second free throw for Frazier. Left that one short and Joe missed the pair. Rebound down to the Dogs and Heeman. Off to Brady Kinder. Kinder gets a nice screen from Bianco. Griffin then rolls, has the basketball left wing. Novak finds Heeman, goes through Dylan's hands right to Cox. He'll fire the three, halfway down and kicked out. Rebound down to Easterday. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. A 4-point lead for Staunton. They led by one at the break. Frazier out near midcourt, picks up the dribble, finds Easterday on the right wing. Jarrett dribbled it once, now leaves it for Heinzman. Off to Bradley Roper, back to Heinzman. Out near that volleyball spike line, Roper and Heinzman, a little two-man game. Now Heinzman wants to attack, and he's going to be called for steps. 11th turnover on Carlinville. Heinzman tried to step through that double team, and he did, but he drugged that pivot foot in the process. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Carlinville showing the pressure. Took Staunton a moment to get it inbounded. Bianco eventually found Kinder. Brady into the front court. Crosses over between the legs. Tried to pass down to Novak on the right block. Tipped away by Easterday, but then Jarrett can't corral it going the other way. And Staunton has it back with Silas Cox. 3:45 third quarter. Low scoring ball game here tonight. 22-18 Bulldogs, and the foul on Frazier. He was all over Cox. Second personal on Joe Frazier. First team foul of the half on the Carthenville Cavaliers. Sideline trigger in front of the Staunton bench for Bianco and the Dogs. Griffin. In it goes to Brady Kinder. In the backcourt to retrieve, Carthenville back to man-to-man. They started the third quarter in the 2-3 zone. Kinder turns the corner all the way to the rim, missed the layup, and the rebound down to Easterday for Carthenville. Lees for Frazier. Joe, a slow trot across the timeline. In the corner it goes to Roper. Briley Roper. Top of the key to Heinzman. In the corner it goes to Frazier. Joe going to trigger the three, left it short, and the rebound down to Bianco for Staunton. Into the hands of Silas Cox. 3:05 third quarter. Carthenville hasn't scored in the quarter. High post to Heeman. Dillon off to Bianco, right wing, into the hands of Novak. Andrew will fire the three ball pure for Andrew Novak. The senior's first bucket. That gets the student section jazzed up. A 7-point lead for Staunton. 25-18, 2:45 for the third quarter. Here comes Frazier. Tried a no-look entry pass to Easterday. Good catch for Jared. Attacks and lays it up and in. That was a strong catch for Easterday in traffic. He has six. Carlinville's first points of the quarter. 25-20. Staunton leads with the ball to 25, quarter number three. Here's Silas Cox on the right wing. Cox brings it back left side into the hands of Brady Kinder. Kinder now being checked by Roper in the Carthenville man-to-man. Right wing to Cox in front of the Bulldog bench. Top of the key to Bianco. On the left wing to Novak. Andrew will leave for Heeman. Top of the key being guarded there by Rosentrader. 2 minutes for the third quarter. In the corner to Cox. Silas drives, blocked, and fouled. They got Cox that time on the wrist. And they will get, let's see, is it Frazier or is it Heinzman? It'll be Heinzman. Both were in the area. Josh is first. Free throws for Silas Cox, the 6-foot freshman. 2 points on the night. Toss is good. Makes it 26-20 Staunton, a minute 59 for the third quarter. The lefty Cox. A couple of bounces, a spin, and pure with the toss. Four for Silas Cox, a 7-point lead for Staunton inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. Little token full court pressure here for the Bulldogs. It's a slow Carthenville up. Off to Heinzman, into the hands of Frazier. And Joe's blocked and fouled by Novak. For Andrew Novak, it's his first, team second. Out of bounds on the baseline for Carthenville. It'll be Easterday to throw in. Left wing to Frazier. Joe finds Rosentrader at the right elbow. Back to Frazier. Joe, hesitation, gets into the lane, floats it up, rattled out. Off of Staunton, it'll stay with Carthenville. Frazier did everything there except have that bucket go down. Nice move, just kicked out. 95 seconds for the third quarter. Easterday, looking. Still looking, needs to get it in. Short corner to Heinzman. He will rise up. Didn't get it high enough off the window. Rebound to Frazier. Blocked by Heeman. Picked up by Roper off the window. It's good. Bradley Roper says, look what I found. His first bucket of the night. 27-22 Staunton. 80 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Kinder on the attack. Lees for Bianco left wing. On the baseline to Cox. Silas wheels around. Gets in the heart of the lane. Bianco 18-footer. Left it short. Rebound. Slapped off the backboard by Heeman. Rebound to the floor. Goes right to Kinder. Off the window. It's good. Brady Kinder. Right place, right time. He has a dozen. That's a bad break for Carthenville. Final minute, third quarter. 29-22 Staunton. Here's Heinzman. Picks it up right in Coffin corner. Bad spot. And then Carthenville gets bailed out with a foul call. It's Kinder. Went for the steal, but he was a tick late. You never want to pick your dribble up as soon as you cross midcourt in the corner. That is the worst spot to be. The foul on Kinder was Brady's second. 48 seconds for the third quarter. A 7-point lead for Staunton. Carthenville has the ball. Bowman in the corner it goes to Roper. Off to Frazier. Top of the key to East today. Back to Frazier. In the corner it goes to Roper. And away from the ball, we've got a whistle and foul. It is on Staunton. Their fourth team foul, and it'll be Silas Cox. East today to throw in from the baseline. Gets it in right wing to Frazier. Touch pass to Roper for three. Little short. Rebound tapped by Rosentrader right to East today. Off to Frazier. Open for three. Can't get it to go. And a good strong rebound for Dylan Heeman. 23 seconds for the third quarter. A 7-point lead for Staunton. Boy, and a bucket here would be huge for the Bulldogs. Leading by seven. Kinder on the left wing with 11 seconds. On the right wing to Cox with eight. Carlinville man-to-man here. Cox spins at the right side of the key, and then he traveled. He got into the paint, lost his balance, and he's called for steps. 11th Staunton turnover comes with 3 seconds to play in the third quarter. Carlinville will go the length of the floor. Staunton pressing up here into the full court. Easterday gets it into Frazier. He'll get the shot off. It's going to come up way short. After three quarters, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 29, the Carlinville Cavaliers 22. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Here we go. We start the fourth quarter with a steal by Kinder. He goes up and down for the easy deuce. 14 for Brady Kinder, and just like that, the lead is 9 for Staunton, 31-22. 12th turnover for the Cavies. Staunton outscored Carlinville 10-4 in the third. Now a 12-4 run in the second half. Easterday finds Rosentrader. Logan attacks, and he is fouled on the floor. Fifth team foul on Staunton. And I think they're going to get Novak with the personal. They will. Andrew second. On the baseline, Easterday will throw it in. Looking. Gets it in near corner to Joe Frazier. Frazier handling out on the right wing, being checked by Bianco. Back between the circles to Easterday. Jarrett off to Frazier in the right corner to Bowman. Across the floor to Roper. Riley, one dribble, thought about the pull-up, instead kicks to Frazier. Joe wants to attack, pulls up, left it short. Good contest from Heeman, saved on the baseline by Bianco, right to Brady Kinder. 7 minutes ball game. Staunton leading 31-22. It was 19-18 at the half. On the left block to Heeman. Dylan muscles it up and in. Good, strong power drop step from Dylan Heeman. He has 4 points. Rosentrader was straight up, just nothing he could do. Pure muscle that time from Dylan. Biggest lead of the night, 33-22. Dogs in control. Rosentrader off to Frazier, right side of the key. Into the hands of Roper. On the baseline to Bowman. Finn attacks. Good contest again from Heeman. And the rebound pulled down by Bianco. Dylan Heeman has done a nice job of going straight up tonight, keeping those arms straight up in the air, not coming down and getting those fouls. Usually if you're the big man, if you go straight up, even if you jump, you can get away with it. It'll be good defense. Oh, another strong take from Brady Kinder. Another nice left-hand finish. He has 16 for the game. That's his third nice finish at the rim with his offhand. 35-22, getting away from Carlinville. They've scored just 4 points in the half. Here's Easterday on the baseline. He will pull up too strong. Rebound is going to be off of Bianco out of bounds. It'll stay with Carlinville. 5:48 for the ball game. Thanks to Steve Moore tonight. He's kind of in charge with Troy Redfern stalking the sidelines here tonight. So Steve Moore, thanks for his generosity tonight. Got me a bag of popcorn and some water. I bought a bag of popcorn when I came in, and then before I could eat it, I knocked it over when I took my jacket off. It was quite the sad display. 5:35 for the ball game. 35-22. If I was doing the Kyle Herschelman popcorn rating like he does on the Twitter, I would have had that file that in my report. Knocked it over. Here's Easterday in the left corner. Jarrett attacks off the window. No, but the rebound is back tapped to Frazier. Here's Joe. In the corner it goes to Heinzman. And his outlet passes over the head of Frazier, and Joe will track it down in the backcourt. That'll be over and back. It's good hustle, though, from Frazier that time, as he was the first to get it and at least saved the open floor turnover. Staunton would have had an easy bucket. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Brady Kinder. Brady comes into the front court, 5:05 for the ball game. 35-22, Staunton leading with possession. Top of the key to Andrew Novak. Novak, right side of the key, feeds the post to Keeman. He put it on the floor, ill-advised, tipped and stolen. Here's Frazier, no-look pass in the front court to Bowman. Finn attacks, goes right at Heeman. It's deflected off of Rosentrader. It'll be Staunton ball. More good defense on the inside from the 6'7", Dylan Heeman. Ethan Booth returns for the Bulldogs as Novak will take a seat. Staunton in search of win number 14 tonight. With two home games to close out the regular year, they could get to 15 headed into postseason next week, and they'll host the 2A regional. Oh, Kinder, what a find for Cox. He did not have a good angle on the finish, and his layup is no good. Here comes Frazier the other way. Right down the heart of the lane, fading away and puts it up and in. Joe Frazier, high degree of difficulty on that shot. He has five. 35-24, Staunton leads, 4:15 ball game. Here comes Kinder, gets a nice screen at midcourt from Bianco. And then Griffin sticks his chest out a little bit. He was proud of that hard screen. It was a good one. Tried it again. That time Heinzman got around it. Booth comes out and sets the screen. Heinzman fights through that, and that's going to be a 5-second count on Brady Kinder. Good on-ball defense that time from Josh Heinzman. He fought through a couple of different screens and just stayed glued to Kinder and eventually forced the turnover. And Alan Cooper wants a timeout. 4 minutes for the ball game. Staunton 35, Carthenville 24. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carthenville timeout, Cavies have the basketball down 11, 3:45 for the ball game. Here's Frazier on the left wing. Joe puts it between his legs, attacks the paint, and draws the foul. Free throws for Joe Frazier. He's had a good ball game of getting to the rim. Probably hasn't finished at the rate he would like, but he has, boy, gotten good looks and able to break down the Staunton defense with the dribble. The foul on Booth is Ethan's fourth. Clock stop, 3:42 to play. Novak is going to check out, and Lucas Siever is going to head in. Novak might have some blood. He's going to head to the locker room. The blood jersey is already in use. Devin Ray got bloodied up during the JV game, so he had to switch to the old blood uniform here tonight. So we'll see what Andrew Novak does. They get him another jersey. See what number he comes out in. He had been number 40. Free throw for Frazier is no good. Rattled out. Needed that toss. Joe is now just 1 of 4 at the foul line. Now the officials, I think, checking the floor to make sure there's no blood there. And we're good to go. 35-24, Staunton leading. Frazier will get a second toss, looking for a sixth point of the game. And he found it. Six for Frazier, a 10-point lead for Staunton, 3:40 ball game. Lucas Sievers will come across the timeline, and now I think one of the officials has spotted some blood on Silas Cox. I don't think it's his blood, so he's going to have to head to the locker room. And now Devin Ray, the aforementioned young man who got bloodied up in the JV game, he will check in wearing number 4. It's not the varsity uniform. He's got the JV uniform on right now. Oh, Sievers, what a crossover. Throws on the air, breaks, gets it out to Kinder. Steve Moore heading down to the locker room to see if the two Bulldog players need some assistance. There's only so many blood jerseys to go around. 3:15 for the game. Here is Sievers off to Devin Ray. Into the hands of Brady Kinder. Kinder on the attack. Floats it up. Too strong off the window. Rebound tapped back to Ray. Devin picks it up. No good. Too strong. And the rebound down to Logan Rosentrader. Maybe they don't even have blood jerseys anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm just dating myself. 2:50 for the ball game. Maybe just start digging uniforms out of mothballs. I don't know. 35-25, and it goes to Easterday, heart of the lane. He will find Roper. He tried to get it off to Frazier. It's tipped and stolen. Roper probably should have just shot that himself. He was open from 15. A little too unselfish. 2:35 for the ball game. Time a factor now for Carthenville. Down 10. Staunton has the ball. Ray out near midcourt. Leaves for Bianco. Griffin Bianco off to Devin Ray. left side of the key to Lucas Sievers. He will get a ball screen from Booth. Sievers works right side on the baseline to Ray. 18-footer, no. A lot of the iron and kicked out. I don't think Troy Redfern was happy with that shot. Nope. Silas Cox going to check to the table. Silas has been wearing knee compression sleeves, and he's taken those off, so that must have been where the blood was on Silas. His uniform was fine. Corner pocket three, Frazier left it short, had to have it, and the rebound down to Staunton, leading by 10 with the ball. Brady Kinder brings it into the front court, being checked by Roper. He will hand off to Lucas Sievers. Sievers now out by that volleyball spike line, works right side, feeds the baseline to Ray. Oh, nice look to Booth off the window. It was good for Ethan. Beautiful find from Devin Ray. 37-25 Staunton, 90 seconds for the ball game. Staunton has allowed just 7 points here in the second half. In the corner it goes to Frazier. Checked out Heinzman. Gets it off to Roper into the hands of Rosentrader. Back to Roper into Heinzman. He drives baseline, floats it up and in for Josh Heinzman. His first bucket tonight. 37-27. 68 seconds for the ball game. Staunton with the ball out front with Kinder. Brady. Hand off to Lucas Sievers. Sievers now brings it back between the circles, between his legs, crosses over, leaves it for Ray in the right corner. Devin Ray off to Sievers, 50 seconds for the ball game. Sievers has it poked away by Heinzman, saved by Sievers, but nope, he is out of bounds. Good defense that time from Josh Heinzman. He slapped up on the ball, knocked it loose, and then Sievers tracked it down, but he was on the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. 46 and a half seconds for the game. Carletonville trails by 10. They have the ball. Got to go in a hurry. Frazier leaves it for Bowman. Wow, what a layup for Finn Bowman. He was under the backboard and got some English on it and put it home. That was impressive. And now trapped in the coffin corner is Brady Kinder, and he will take a timeout. 32.7 seconds for the ball game. Staunton 37, Carletonville 29. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, Bulldogs had the basketball, leading by 8. Silas Cox back on the floor with Sievers, Booth, Kinder, and Heeman. Cox will get it into Sievers in the backcourt. Lucas being guarded by Josh Heinzman. Keeps the dribble alive. Clock running 25 seconds for the game, and a block and a foul on Roper of Carletonville. Just the third team foul for the Cavvies, so we'll see if they even want to bother fouling here with just 24 seconds left, trailing by 8. And it goes to Kinder. Roper acting like he wants to give the foul, and he will. Just team foul number 4. 4 seconds came off the clock, down to 20.7 for the game. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night as well from Indiana, live at 5:30. On 105.3, the Ox. Sideline trigger. Sievers is trapped immediately, and Troy Redfern has to take a timeout. 18.3 for the game. Staunton leading Carletonville 37-29. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Staunton gets it into Sievers. He is fouled immediately. Team foul number 5, 17.2 for the game. Into Kinder. He's fouled immediately by a Roper. Sixth team foul, still not over the limit. The next one will put Staunton to the free throw line. 16.1 for the ball game. Cox will throw in out near midcourt. Silas looking. Will get it into Heeman, and he is bited up and fouled by Rosentrader with 14.7 for the game, and Carletonville finally over the limit. Bulldogs will wrap up the regular season Friday night, home to Gillespie. Game we'll have live here on FM 106. Carletonville wraps up regular season play Friday night on the road at Vandalia. As Heeman puts home the toss, Dillon has 5 points tonight. He's really played some nice interior defense in the ball game. Finn Bowman to the table for Carletonville. He will check in, replacing Rosentrader. 38-29 Staunton. They led by 2 after 1, led by 1 at the half, led by 7 after 3, and now Heeman puts home the toss to put him up 10. 39-29, 12 seconds for the game. Here comes Frazier. Tries to split the double, and He is fouled. And that puts Staunton over the limit. Or maybe he did not call a foul. He called a kickball. That's what was called. Kickball. The call. Sideline trigger for Carthenville. Easterday into Roper for three. Got it. Briley Roper buries the triple. He has five. And a timeout taken. 5.5 seconds for the ball game. We'll keep it right here and remind you, scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Our regional coverage will begin Monday night. Staunton, of course, having a regional. We'll have the two quarterfinal games Monday night, and then I believe a 1A Nokomis regional quarterfinal will be our third game on Monday night. You can check WSMIRadio.com for our broadcast schedule. We don't have all of our regional week posted yet. We're waiting to see how things shake out, but lots of regional tournament basketball coming for you next week here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Following the timeout, Severs gets it into Cox. 3 seconds for the game. 39-32 will be the final. The Bulldogs beat Carthenville for the third time this year. Staunton improves to 14-11. Carthenville drops to 9-19. We'll step aside. We'll come back and wrap it up from Staunton following these messages on WSMI. Staunton wins it here tonight. 39-32 over the Carthenville Cavaliers. Bulldogs led 9-7 after one. 19-18 at the half. Outscored Carthenville 10-4 in the third quarter to lead 29-22 after three. Then they played to a 10-10 tie in the fourth quarter. So the third quarter winds up being the major difference here tonight. Other than that, we were basically a one-possession ball game. That third quarter outscored 10-4 were the Carthenville Cavaliers. Leading scorer in the ball game tonight, Brady Kinder. He finishes with 16 points, 8 points for Ethan Booth, 6 points for Dylan Heeman, 4 points for Silas Cox, 3 points for Andrew Novak, 2 points for Griffin Bianco. Quarters of 9, 10, 10, and 10 for Staunton's winning total of 39. They are 14-11, 3-5 in South Central play. For the Carthenville Cavaliers, they were led tonight by Finn Bowman. He finishes with 10, 8 of those coming in the second quarter. 6 points for Jared Easterday, 6 points for Joe Frazier, 5 points for Bradley Roper, 3 points for Logan Rosentrader, 2 points for Josh Heinzman. Carthenville quarters of 7, 11, 4, and 10 for their total of 32. I had the Cavies 5 of 10 from the foul line tonight. Staunton 6 out of 8. I had the Bulldogs hitting 3 triples, and for Carthenville, they made 1 3 ball here tonight. Of course, all the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Thanks to all the great people here at Staunton High School for their hospitality. Steve Moore was the man in charge here tonight, so we thank Steve for his hospitality and graciousness here tonight at Staunton High School. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, none of these high school games are possible on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Your final one more time. The Staunton Bulldogs beat the Carthenville Cavaliers for the third time this year. The final tonight, 39-32. Thanks to everyone who listened to our live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com. Tom Williams produced tonight's action here on FM 106. So thanks to Tom. Your final one more time from Staunton. It is the Bulldogs 39, the Carthenville Cavaliers 32. My name is Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Staunton.